Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 20, Being Committed to the Plan. So I have a quote for you, starting off with, from Kenneth H. Blanchard. There's a difference between interest and commitment. When you are interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. No excuses, only results. And it's really about how committed you are to say what you want to do. It amazes me how many people don't get past the decision that they know they need to make a change. Some people are only interested in making a change, but do not want to put together a plan of action to really make that change become a reality. Commitment is the feeling of dedication and loyalty to a cause, activity, or job. To be wholeheartedly dedicated. Commitment is important to any form of success. You will want to ensure that you have listened to episode 19, Be Willing to Sacrifice for Success, to get some tips on helping you through that process. So how bad do you want what you say you want? Have you been talking about doing something? Or are you ready and committed to make a plan of action to follow through? It all starts with getting your mind right. First of all, you need to believe you can do it. And when you believe that you can accomplish something, you will persevere when tough times come up for you. Interest is talking about getting into shape. Commitment is getting up and going to the gym regularly. Interest is surfing the internet or researching information about a topic. But commitment is creating content and publishing it. Interest is buying a book on financial management. Whereas commitment is reviewing your numbers, tracking your spending, and implementing what you have read. Have you noticed the difference between interest and commitment? Interest is a very passive activity, whereas commitment is active. Commitment is about taking action and getting the results. We can slip into the habit of interest very easily. If we look at different areas of our lives, we might notice that some of these areas we're more committed at certain times than we are at others. I was taken back recently when I was sharing many of my accomplishments and growth of a podcast with my friend. And she knows that I'm a big dreamer and I would like to accomplish so many more things. Then she posed the question, "Why are you stalling? Why are you holding yourself back?" She caught me off guard. But at the same time, it was like a snap. There was a full moment of clarity. Why wasn't I taking the action steps I knew I needed to do? I told myself that I have competing priorities. I had to remind myself where my greatest return on investment would be. If there is one thing I could be doing differently right now, what would that one thing be that would make the biggest difference? And why wasn't I doing it? I had no excuse. I knew what I needed to do. But what she said resonated with me. I kept playing it in my head. And I want to challenge you. What do you know that you need to do? What is that one thing that you know that if you did it, it would change everything? Why are you stalling? Why are you holding yourself back? I came home that evening and I completed the paperwork that I needed to do to put closure and move forward in a new direction. I contracted a freelancer to do some graphic design work for my Speaker One sheet that I kept telling myself I had to edit. I stayed up until 3 a.m. because when I know I needed to get something done, it was getting done once and for all. No excuses. I made it a priority. I texted my friend, and her response was awesome. It is interesting to me how others can see what you need to do, but sometimes when you're so close to your goal, for whatever reason, you fail to see it. That is why it's important to surround yourself with people who support you and want to help you achieve your goals. When I was sharing this story with a mutual friend, she stated the same thing, which reinforced to me that these new actions needed to be taken. My next question was, do I truly believe the thoughts I was having? And the answer was no. So why should I hang on to the belief? Do what you need to do. See what happens. The yes you've been waiting for can be closer than you think. We sometimes think that things have to be done a certain way. Sometimes we think we need to be at a certain knowledge level of fitness or finances to be credible or believe that others will value what we have to say. You already know enough. You are perfect the way you are. And rich or poor, no one can define your worth but you. Let others hear your voice. Step up to the table. Share your ideas and go after your dreams. You never know whose life you will change when you follow through on doing what you need to do. Rise up. People who rise up are the most committed. You will need to be dedicated to doing the work even when you don't feel like it. Recently, a friend of mine returned from some naval training, and he posted a picture of his troop doing push-ups in the rain and mud. The picture is worth more than 1,000 words when it comes to commitment. I'm sure that many of us say that we know what we need to do. And, you know, they could have said, well, let's go do those push-ups inside. But no, they were committed. They did it right on the spot, rain or shine. And this is what we need to do, is knowing that each day we need to do what we say we need to do in order to get closer to our goals. And sometimes what happens is when you skip one day, it feels too easy to skip the next day. You need to build habits that even when you don't feel like it, that you take some sort of action to keep that momentum going. Because it'll be like the bicycle. If you stop pedaling, you're going to tip over. You're going to stop. So even the smallest action helps keep that momentum. When you face uncertainty, you need to continue to take action. Your action may be gaining knowledge by doing research or asking a mentor. No matter what that is, you are still taking action. So step into it. Make a plan. Don't hold anything back. By making a plan and being very clear as to what that you want your plan to look like, set goals, break down those goals into smaller, manageable pieces. These are the action steps that you need to take to help you get closer to where you want to be. Plans can change as you go. You can adjust, but it's about progress. It's not about perfection. And maintain your focus. Focus is what you need to focus on right now. What is most important to you? Learn what your values are, set those priorities, and when you align your decisions with your values, setting priorities becomes easy. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Remember, they are on their own path, reaching their own goals. Your goal may not be the same as the one that they set for themselves, so focus on what you need to do. People who are able to define what's important to them can be intrinsically motivated to go after their goals. Others do not mean to nag or prod them to go after what they say they want because they know it's important to them. They do it because they want to get the results. Nobody has to say, you know, you have to practice again. You know, you need to write. You know, you need to do this. Because they already know what needs to be done. unless that person's your accountability partner. And set up accountability. Track your goals. Put that stake in the ground and tell people what you're planning to do. Or hire a coach. Invest in an accountability partner. Setting up accountability will keep you on track and committed because you have to answer to yourself or someone else. Create the no excuse zone. A person who is committed to their plan doesn't make excuses. They go out and they make things right. This is when you see ordinary people do extraordinary things. It's all because of their level of commitment. How committed are you? Can you create your own no excuse zone? Make quitting not an option. A person can only quit when they decide that that goal is no longer important to them or that they no longer are intrinsically motivated to obtain that goal. There will be times when you feel like you're tested and you're just like, oh, I've had enough. You come so close to your goal that you may even have a setback. This setback is not the time to quit. It is a test. It's testing and challenging you to help push you further out of your comfort zone. You will figure it out. Allow yourself some time for space and growth. Earlier today, I ran a 10K race. I haven't run 10K in over 11 years. And I noticed, for me, when I got close to the 9-kilometer mark, my mind started playing tricks on me. Oh, you're only 1 kilometer off. You can walk a few steps. You'll catch it up because you'll go into a burst. Just walk a little bit more. And I was like, you know what? The last K, I should be pushing it. I have reserve. Recently, I watched a Big Think video narrated by Jesse Itzler. And he mentioned that he met a Navy SEAL at a race. And he decided to cold call him to see if he would come and live with his family for a month. He figured he could learn a thing or two from him. The video is about the Navy SEAL 40% rule. When we feel like we're done, we have only utilized 40% of what we think we have in our tanks. And we do not utilize our full capacity. There is so much more to give. The article, Inc. magazine, that I was reading online, it said, for the SEAL, it's about realizing where your comfort level is and completely ignoring it. Let me repeat that, because it really, if you ignore that comfort level, you'll push further. It's about realizing where your comfort level is and completely ignoring it. So sometimes it is truly hard to know whether something is worth doing. Are you going to do what is easy, or are you going to do what you need to do because it's going to be worth it? While I was having breakfast at my 10K, after the 10K in the morning, a lady sat down beside me and she was asking me how I did, how was my run, and then I started reciprocating and asking her the same. I learned that she was 65 years old, and this was one of her, she had only started running the year prior, and she was third place in her age group. And I thought, wow. And to top it all off, because this, she related to me because I do triathlons as well, is that she has never learned how to swim. So for the past 2 months, she has been working with an Ironman coach to teach her how to swim and start doing triathlons at 65 years of age. This goes to show that there are no excuses. You can do anything that you want to if you're committed to the plan versus interested. So I'm going to leave you with a quote. If you started doing anything 2 weeks ago, by today, you would have been 2 weeks better at it. And that's by John Mayer. You are enough. Be committed to the plan and make what you want to happen. No stalling, no holding yourself back. You go and get it. I want to thank you all for being here at the Millionaire Woman Show. Please make sure you are on our newsletter, The Success Secrets, by going over to our website at www.debrakazowski.com. That's DebrakazowSki.com. Sign up. You will get a free gift from me, an MP3 download. You'll get it instantly to help you become more productive and boost your productivity and performance. Let me help you give that boost up. Meanwhile, if you'd like to go over to the show notes, you can go to www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast. I look forward to hearing from you. Please send us an email at debra@debrakazowski.com. Let us know how you're enjoying the podcast. Share it with your friends. Go and give us a review on iTunes. The reviews have been amazing. Give us that high five-star value. And I look forward to having you continue on our journey. And I love hearing from everyone how this is impacting their lives. Until you listen again, go out and be the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, and have a wonderful day.